Hi, I'm Larry Rexenos here, and I've got good news for you. You've got to keep watching this space, all right? What's coming? It's the Influence of the Spirit podcast. You heard it right. The Influence of the Spirit podcast. We will be coming at you week after week with solid nuggets, solid points on how to increase your intimacy with the Holy Ghost, growing in revelation of who you are in Christ, just walking in that enhanced life, that spirit walk life. It's going to be exciting. So please follow me on all social media handles, Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube. This will be amazing. It will be wonderful to grow together with you, grow in the things of the Spirit and in our walk, you know, and continuous exercise in the Holy Ghost. So looking forward to having you follow all the conversations we'll be having. It will be amazing. Hi, my name is Larry Rexenos here. Welcome to my YouTube channel. Here we will be having a solid time with God's Word. We will learn who we are in Christ. Listen, there's so much God has put within us that makes the new creation, that's the born-again person, the most treasured possession on this earth. Wow, yes, and that's it really. So much to uncover. Bible says that God has put so much treasure in us. We have treasure in this earthen vessel. Imagine us week after week, episode after episode, digging in by revelation, by the help of the Holy Ghost, into all those amazing truths on who we are, what God is to us, what Christ has done for us. Imagine how much we would be, you know, edified and transformed. So please subscribe to this channel and then just turn on notifications so that once anything drops, you will be the first to know. It will be awesome being in this community with you, looking forward to great times together. God bless you. Oh, glory to God. Welcome to the Influence of the Spirit, our weekly episode. It's just always so exciting to have you there. Glory, glory to God. Could we just thank God for another day? Father, we appreciate you for the beautiful gift of your Spirit and the things He's doing in our lives every day, bringing us into the fullness of your plan and your agenda for us. And we thank you, all right, for revelation all the time in the name of Jesus. Welcome, welcome, welcome. The series is getting greater, deeper, sweeter. One important thing you need to understand is that we're endeavoring to teach, all right, which means that there might be certain quite spectacular things that we just need to explain, all right. Teaching basically is, let's explain this. And what we're learning is, hey, be filled with the Spirit. Oh, but I speak in tongues. Yes, but Bible now says in Ephesians 5 and 18, don't be drunk with wine, but be filled. I told you Bible scholars have let us know that that is be being filled, be continually filled with the Holy Ghost, be always, constantly filled. Just maintain that fullness of the Spirit. And then you can't get drunk or full if you don't keep drinking. You can't say, oh, the cup is filled or the bucket is full if you don't keep filling. If you just pour a little quantity, oh, it's not full. And then you pour some more, oh, but it's not full. And then you pour some more and it's not full. So we're talking about the fullness. The fullness, glory to God. So it's just important. So Paul lets us know in Ephesians chapter 5 and the 18th verse, he says clearly, be not drunk with wine wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. So 19 was one of the things we touched last week, speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your hearts to the Lord. I'm still going to talk about psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, but not too much today. But one thing you got to know is that very many of us as believers are used to singing songs we learned, songs we scored, songs we heard, you know. But Paul is saying there's this new type of song. And I know from time to time, maybe you're in a worship session and then the worship leader, you know, after singing for a while now says, oh, sing a new song. Now, for some people, they still think sing a new song just means sing a different song from the worship leader and just sing. All right. I hope nobody maybe thinks sing a new song just means sing the latest song in town. All right, so just, you know, but you find that not many people now yield to the flow of the Holy Ghost within them. Just yield because God has songs and the Holy Ghost could minister songs through you or to you beyond something you've ever heard before. Now, how would you know? It's the same way you speak in tongues. We'll get to this thing, like I said, so we don't rush it. But psalms, hymns, spiritual songs. Now, the book of Psalms in the Bible is Israel's songbook. And you find that, I mean, those are prophetic. But these were not things that David or the other writers of the Psalms learned.
These were songs they sang by inspiration, and that's what prophecy really is. And we'll touch a bit of that today, actually. Prophecy is speaking by inspiration, and that's what we're learning, all right? The influence of the Spirit. When you're under that influence, you will speak. When you're under the influence, you will say stuff. But I need to, before we get too far, mention three things again that we talked about last week, all right? So verse 19 says, speaking to yourselves in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. So there's this joy about you. There's this never down, never depressed thing about you when you're filled with the Spirit. But when you allow thoughts of depression, you know, Paul was speaking to the Philippian church in Philippians chapter 4, and then he told them the kind of thoughts they needed to entertain in verse 8, all right? And he said, think on this thing. That means you can block your thoughts. Ask yourself, is it of virtue? Is it of praise? Is it of good report? All right, is this what I should think about? If we allow thoughts we should not entertain from Scripture, or that the Scripture already told us not to entertain, when they come through, they have a way of knocking us down, of sapping out energy from us. Knowing that Solomon said in Proverbs chapter 4, guard your heart. Guard your heart. Proverbs 4 and the 23rd verse. Guard your heart with all diligence. Why? Out of it will flow the forces or the issues of life. Guard your heart. Protect what you hear. Protect what you think. I would love to advise you. When you hear something on the media, when, all right, something is said to you, or you listen to something, maybe someone told you, oh, this is the latest thing, all right, on the media, someone says, oh, this is happening, or you watch stuff on TV, don't begin to open up yourself unduly and say, you know, that could have happened to just anybody. Be careful of those kinds of things, all right? Don't let it make you afraid. Oh, this happened in the U.S. Oh, hope one day I will not go to the U.S. and that will happen. No, not you. You guard your heart. You guard your thoughts. You guard it. Right, you heard, oh, something happened 10 streets away, 5 blocks down your house. All right, no, you guard your heart. You guard your thinking. Why? You go to God's word. 1,000 may fall at my side, 10,000 at my right hand. It will never come near me. There's what to do from God's word, all right? Because you can't be full of the Spirit if you're not endeavoring to be full of God's word. We tank up, all right? We tank up on the Holy Ghost, all right, by tanking up also on the word. But let's take this step by step. So three things we looked at last week. Number one is that you speak when you are filled with the Spirit. Then that's verse 19. Verse 20 says, giving thanks. So verse 19, speaking, all right, to yourselves in psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, singing and making melody in your heart to the Lord. There's a melody in your heart. Yeah, in your heart. There's a melody in your heart. But when you don't create the atmosphere, you will know when it's there, and you might just not yield to it. Once again, we will talk about psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Maybe we'll take a whole month and deal with it, maybe a couple of weeks, maybe, but we will do that, all right? So verse 19 says, speaking, all right? Verse 20 says, giving thanks. When you're filled with the Spirit, you give thanks. You're grateful. You're grateful. You know, many people wonder, oh, Bible says in everything, give thanks. How is that possible? How is that possible? Things happen. Things are not palatable. Yes, but when we're filled with the Spirit, it's easy to give thanks. When we're filled with the Spirit, we're quick, we're easy to respond, all right, to want to just glory to God. Glory to God. Bible says in Romans chapter 4 that Abraham was strong in faith, giving glory to God. He was full. So when you are full, you will thank. All right, you will thank with ease. It's a lot easier. Oh, people wonder, how come you're still, you know, having this spring on your steps or in your steps? And how come you have this joy? And how come you have this excitement? I mean, we know what's going on with you. We know how bad things are. And then we know how, you know, and then you know. But Nehemiah chapter 8 and the 10th verse says that the joy of the Lord is our strength. All right? Because we will not, if we try to pull strength from things, we might go down with things. All right? So the joy of the Lord is our strength. And then how do we draw from the joy of the Lord? The joy of the Lord is now within you as a new creature. Galatians 5 says the fruit of the Spirit is love, right? Joy. So joy is on the inside. It's there. Does it mean you must laugh hysterically all the time? Ha, 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 ha. You know, no, but the Holy Ghost could do that, you know? The Holy Ghost could make you do that, stir you up to do that, or you could do it by faith. Oh, for real. For real. Maybe I should say, you know, say that a few minutes. You could do that by faith. Listen. You release your faith for something, and the devil kept hounding you and saying it won't happen. It won't happen. You could, I mean, speak, all right, and say in the name of Jesus, I believe it's mine. But sometimes just respond with laughter. Just laugh. I say, but nothing is funny. That's the point. All right. You need to see the fact that the devil doesn't know what you know. All right. He's trying to make you know something else. He wants to make you feel you're not going to get what God said. He's trying to make you feel, hey, the prayer's not going to get answered. But you know, Mark 11:24 says, well, things whatever you desire when you pray, believe you receive and you shall have. So, ha, ha, devil. Ha, ha. I mean, Psalm 2 says, why do the nations rage? And the, you know, people imagine a vain thing. And they set themselves, you know, against God and against his anointed one. But scripture tells us that he that sits in heaven, that Psalm 2, will laugh at them. All right, God will have them in derision. So, I mean, imagine God watching people ganging up and against his plans. God will laugh. And that means you as a believer, you could laugh. You want to take a moment? All right. Think about that thing that, you know, you feel it won't work, but you know deep within you it has to work. Or maybe the devil is hounding you and saying, no. Ha, ha, devil. Ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, glory. Ha, ha, ha. Woo! Ha, glory to God. Glory. I need to stop that. Someone says, why? Because, like I said, when you are filled, you speak. But when you speak also, you could get filled. So if we do that, that might be the end of today's broadcast. All right. But you just, ha, 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 ha. All right. I actually feel like laughing some more. All right. But glory to God. Glory. Listen. And I've done that. You could go into the restroom and just, you know, but someone say, I don't feel like it. We walk by faith, not by sight. If you wait for feelings, the devil will pump you in the head. It will thump you. All right. We walk by faith. I don't feel like, I mean, the pain, the fever, whatever it is persisting. And then, you know, you've confessed and spoken and declared and bound, and sometimes you'll stop and say, devil, I'm not doing it anymore. Ha, you are defeated. Ha, ha, ha. This thing is gone. I've released my faith. God has answered. I believe I receive. Ha, 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 ha. If, ha, 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 ha. I mean, you say it like five times, you still feel, no, you're walking by faith. Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Are you getting this? Because there's something about the spirit-filled believer. That's where the victory lies. That's where the victory lies. There are many things you and I are able to do when we're full of the Holy Ghost. So Paul says, giving thanks, right? Three things, we picked them from last week, right? Just expounding on it. There's so much to say on these things. Just, all right. So when you're filled, you speak. 19, when you're filled, that was 18. When you're filled, you give thanks. And then when you're filled, all right, 19, you speak. 20, you give thanks. 21, when you're filled, submitting. So speaking, giving thanks, submitting one to another. So a spirit-filled life, all right? Doesn't have a hard time getting along with other people. Doesn't have a hard time, all right? Because you're full of the Holy Ghost. You're not full of the offense. You're not full of the grief. You're not full of bitterness. You're not full of loss. You're not full of, you know, you're not full of it. You're full of the Spirit. You're full. Now, because you're full of the Holy Ghost, it means wisdom flows forth also on how to handle people, all right? In John chapter 2, towards the end, Bible says Jesus did not commit himself to man because he knew what was in man. That means that he's not saying he didn't trust everybody. He had disciples and he lived with them. He trusted them. He handed his mom over to John, and you know, when he was being crucified. So it's not, oh, I know, it's the wisdom of God flows forth with you, you know, or from you or in you, right? Because you're full of the Holy Ghost. But you've got to understand this. Why are these three areas important? I remember a number of years ago back then when we were on campus, all right, we had a strong move of the Holy Ghost with a lot of demonstrations of the Spirit. Right. Usually when we say manifestations of the Spirit, we talk more about 1 Corinthians chapter 12. That's the gifts of the Spirit. So when we talk about the demonstrations of the Spirit, we could talk about maybe like laughing in the Spirit, you know, dancing in the Spirit, you know, and all of that. We usually refer to them as demonstrations. So when we say manifestations and demonstrations, we talk about a combination of both, usually, all right? Now, so we had a whole lot of both, right? Manifestations and demonstrations of the Holy Ghost. And telling people began to know, these guys, you know, they could be weird. Stuff could happen with them and all that. But then again, you find out that one of us could, you know, do something funny in class. Maybe act, you know, unbecoming or something. And then you realize, we had the demonstrations, all right? And that's fantastic. But we needed to maintain a lot more consistent life of being filled, if you get what I'm saying. Because you could get drunk in the Holy Ghost, all right, then get to your car and then find someone leaning on your car. Say, no, just move away from my car. I don't like people leaning on my car. Right? Then you got filled with your car. All right? You got filled with thoughts of your car or however you feel about your car. But you were the one, maybe even, you know, you gave like five prophecies, all right? Or maybe whatever it was, all right? Someone, you know, moved your seat or pushed your bag, all right, or something, and then, you know, I don't like that. And maybe the Holy Ghost service is still on. I could have even laughed over to your seat. Ha, ha, ha. Woo, glory, glory, glory. Woo, glory, glory. And then get over and see about, whoo, 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 boom, my bag here, whoo, boom, my. And then suddenly you just switch off the feeling and then get filled with something else. So I'm saying, you know, it's important to see that when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, you speak. But doesn't end with speaking. Thanksgiving. So there's this life of gratitude. We're full of it. And then submitting. It's easy to get along because don't forget, the 22nd verse says, wives, submit unto your own husbands as unto the Lord. But 21 says, submitting yourselves one to another. Submitting yourself. So it means there should be mutual respect, mutual honor, all right, for one another. Just have a value, all right, for one another. All right. So yeah, you maybe are what now, a lead or chief singer or the preacher. All right. And then, you know, so you're filled with the Holy Ghost. Then, you know, the sound guys could do something not right. And you almost want to, or maybe literally throw the microphone at their heads or something. So at that point, you were filled with something else. If you get what I'm saying. So now, because you could be filled with, you know, things are not going the way it's supposed to go. Yeah, it isn't supposed to go the way it's supposed to go, but it will go right because we're focusing more on the Holy Ghost and we're putting our faith out and say it will go right. But when, you understand what I'm saying? So there's that me, and then there's the Holy Ghost, all right? There's that me, and then there's the Holy Ghost. So you say, okay, I'm filled with the Spirit. I'm filled with the Spirit. So if I am filled with the Spirit, it means I'm full, not just substance, but character. Are you getting that? I'm full, not just of substance, but of character. It's a person. It's not just, oh, I'm full of the anointing, all right? And many times in our minds, we separate the anointing from the Holy Ghost, but it's like wet and water, wet and water. Anywhere there's water, something gets wet, all right? When something gets wet, water is around, all right? Wet and water really are inseparable. So where you find the Holy Ghost, you find the anointing. Where you find the anointing, right, you find the Holy Spirit. The anointing is an influence of the Holy Ghost. It's that rub off, all right? The word anoint means to smear upon. All right, so the anointing usually is for the rub off. All right, so we see a lot of oil being used in the Old Testament. We see very little of that in the New Testament, but it's your typifies the presence, the influence. How that by the Holy Ghost, by virtue of the Holy Ghost being in you and on you, there's a rub off. There's a rub off. You start picking upon yourself his character, his qualities, and his characteristics. Did you get that? So when you're filled with the Holy Ghost, it's not just being filled with substance, you are filled with a person. All right, so there's a rub off. There's a rub off of quality of the person, of his character. Are you getting this now? So there are two streams now. All right, we'll build them gradually, but there are two streams. We have the gifts of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit. So if I'm full of the Holy Ghost, I must show forth from my life by the gifts of the Spirit. When I'm full of the Holy Ghost, I must show forth from my life by the fruit of the Spirit. Are you getting that now? The high priest's garment in the Old Testament had a pomegranate, had a bell. A pomegranate, a bell, a pomegranate in that order round the edge, all right? That's it, round his garment. The pomegranate is a fruit. So it's believed that the pomegranate represented the fruit of the Spirit. And the bell, the gifts of the Spirit. You know, bells, they are loud. They call attention, all right? So the bells, you know, the prophecy and word of knowledge, and word of wisdom, you know, tongues, and they call attention. All right. An evangelist goes to a place to have a crusade by the power of a miracle ministry. You find the people are called. Attention is called. So you find, you know, gifts usually are attractive. They call attention. So the bell, it calls attention. So the gifts of the Spirit are believed to be that, because 1 Corinthians chapter 12 says the manifestation. To manifest means to show forth. To show forth. All right. So yes, fruit also are wonderful, but bells are louder. Bells call attention. Fruits, they are cultivated. So we see the fruit need to show. The gifts need to show. Because you can't just say, I'm filled with the Spirit. I'm a gentle Christian. No, God didn't create you a new creature to be gentle but powerless. Are you getting that? So the life filled with the Spirit ought to be a combination, a sweet mix, all right? Because it's the fruit and then the Spirit. Are you getting that? So we'll see something here. You know, we looked at it already about 2 weeks ago in Acts chapter 6. I think we touched it last week, actually. All right. In Acts chapter 6, we see, all right, from the first verse, it says, and in those days when the number of the disciples was multiplied, there arose, all right, a murmuring of the Grecians against the Hebrews because their widows were neglected in daily ministration. Then the 12, all right? So people were complaining and say, our women, all right, our elderly ones are not really being ministered food and all. Let me switch over to what now? NLT. Yep, Acts 6 from verse 1, NLT. All right. So NLT says, as the believers rapidly multiplied, there were rumblings of discontent. The Greek-speaking believers complained about the Hebrew-speaking believers, saying that their widows were being discriminated against in the daily distribution of food. All right, so they called the attention of the apostles to it. Verse 2, so the apostles called the meeting of all believers. They said, we apostles should spend our time teaching the word of God, not running a food program. So you find out you need to understand what to prioritize, when and how. Verse 3, so brothers and sisters, select 7 men who are well respected and are full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom. They need people to distribute table. They need people for administration. All right. I mean, distribute food and for administration. And they need people filled with the Holy Ghost. So listen, I believe everybody here talked in tongues. And then they still ask, we need people filled with the Holy Ghost. There must be something added. All right. That they must be referring to here. If everybody talks in tongues, why are we looking for someone filled with the Holy Ghost? All right. So everybody, yes, is in the choir, but is every member of the choir filled with the Holy Ghost? Everybody, yes, is in ministry, but is every, you know, so you have to ask that, because these are guys, not the preachers, all right, guys to just do administration. So if I need to guide someone filled with the Holy Ghost to handle food, then maybe we also need someone filled with the Holy Ghost to handle the car park. All right. You understand what I'm saying? Because we think, oh, anybody could go to the car park. But they said, be filled with the Holy Ghost. So we skip over now what? Okay, let's still read. All right. So let's read. So brothers and sisters, select 7 men who are well respected, full of the Spirit and wisdom. We will give them this responsibility. All right. 4 says, then we apostles can spend our time in prayer and the teaching of the word. Everyone liked this idea and they chose the following. Stephen, a man full of faith and the Holy Ghost. So they wanted it. They got it. A man full of faith and the Holy Ghost. Philip, Prochorus, Nicanor, Timon, Phanenas, Nicholas of Antioch, and Elia, convert to the Jewish faith. Right? These 7 were presented to the apostles who prayed for them as they laid hands on them. So I skip quickly to the 8th verse. Stephen, a man full of God's grace and power, performed amazing miracles and signs among the people. Stephen, right? Full of faith and power. Stephen. So we see him full of the Holy Ghost. We see him full of faith and power. So the Holy Ghost is not in you, you know, as a piece of item in a show glass. No, or a showroom. The Holy Ghost is in you to show forth. So there ought to be a flowing forth of gifts. There ought to also be a flowing forth of the fruit. So we need to relate with the believer and say, oh, I see the manifestation of the Spirit. Oh, she's filled with the Spirit. We see in Acts 4, Peter filled with the Holy Ghost and he spoke with boldness. Oh, he was filled, then he spoke with boldness. Oh, he was filled, then he spoke with boldness. It means you and I, when we are filled with the Spirit, guys, and I'm taking time to establish this so we don't just rush off. We don't just rush off. But one key here, you must understand, Peter seemed to have prioritized prayer. And I know we touched it. It's important we touched that again. Peter prioritized prayer. You can't get drunk if you don't drink. All right? You can't get drunk. You can't get drunk sipping it. All right. You don't get full. All right. Maybe you're starved and then you don't get full just by staring at the food on the table. All right. All right. You get full eating. You take one spoon and then the next and then you know how you do. All right. So this is important. You and I have got to put this in proper perspective. When I'm full of the Holy Ghost, I show forth. When I'm full, because when you're full of something, you spill over. When the bucket is full, it spills. When the teacup is full, it spills. So if and when we're full of the Holy Ghost, there is a spilling. There is a spilling. All right. So character is important, but God is not just looking for nice Christians. All right. It's not enough for you, all right, to say, oh, I'm nice. There has to be the showing forth of the miraculous, of the power of the Holy Ghost in your life. Oh, me, yes. We will deal with that because all you need to do is yield. Yield. For instance, Jesus in Mark chapter 16, the 17th verse says, these signs will follow them that believe. In my name, they'll cast out devils. They will speak with new tongues. They'll take up serpents. If they drink any deadly thing, it will not hurt them. And they will lay hands on the sick will recover. You don't need to feel anything special to act on anything you found in those verses. You could lay hands on the sick without feeling. Your business is lay hands on the sick. And I want to challenge you, all right? You find someone around you ill, lay hands on that person. Yes, you. I want to encourage you. Do that. Because you're like, oh, but I don't feel the anointing. No, ministering by faith isn't the same as ministering by the anointing. Oh, dear Lord, let me not touch that topic. But we've got to get there. There's so much to say, and I feel we don't need to rush, but you need to get this. All right, but let me just say this part. There is ministering by, so many times maybe we've heard so much of someone saying, oh, the anointing is here, I sense it, it's strong and all. So you want to minister so you feel, oh, I can't feel it. No, we walk by faith. Jesus said, you will lay hands on the sick and they'll recover. Your business is to act on the word. Don't forget, it's the doer of the word that is blessed. Lay hands. Yes, lay hands. Yeah, and also cast out demons. Oh, but when I say demons, say, you cannot cast me out. Tell it, go in Jesus' name. Just you act on the word. The only way to know, and this is it, the more you act on the word, right, the more you see the word work for you, and then the more your confidence is grown. Oh, but I acted on the word, and then nothing worked. It just means there's something to learn. Don't hurt yourself. Go get a book. I'm sure there's a teaching tape somewhere that covers a topic you're looking for. Just learn something. Act on the word. Act on the word. So but when you're full of the Holy Ghost now, it could take it steps higher. But don't wait and say, well, I will never pray for the sick, you know, if I'm not full of the Holy Ghost. It's like, you know, when someone says, oh, anytime I feel the Spirit moving in my heart, I will pray. Good, but not good. All right. It's good to pray when you feel the Spirit moving, especially when it has to do with intercession, all right, or supplication. But pray. Paul in 1 Corinthians 14, all right. And then the 15th verse says, I will pray with the Spirit. I will pray with the understanding also. Will is, you know, him choosing. He will do it. So there is when to pray. You don't wait for the Spirit to move upon your heart to pray. You pray. All right. Paul says, pray without ceasing. Paul says, all right, pray in all prayer with all manner, you know, and supplication in the Spirit. So, hey, Bible says, pray. Did you get that? All right. So don't wait for the Spirit to move you. And the same way, don't wait for that moment of ecstasy before you give a few bursts of tongues. And then, you know, maybe till the next worship session, which might be like next Sunday. No, you make up your mind. So there's what, so I'm saying a few minutes today already, but it's fine. There's what we do by faith. Then there's what we do by the anointing. I'll say that again. There's what we do by faith, ministering by faith. You lay hands. I mean, even the great Oral Roberts, all right, who had a very strong healing ministry, was a healing evangelist, and of course, that was a very strong healing anointing was upon him. All right, Oral Roberts also had times they had to minister by faith. Back then, Oral Roberts would wait, all right? Meeting began. He would never go to the stage if he doesn't feel that strong anointing to minister upon him. He wouldn't. He wouldn't do that. But over time, Oral Roberts had to operate by faith. Not just by the anointing, by faith. All right, you find, and then someone asked him, so Dr. Roberts, what if you lay hands on someone right now and then the person falls down and dies? All right, falls down dead. He says, all I'll say is next, because usually they just have a healing line in front of him. All right, because my job is lay hands on the sick. The power of God is to work within them to recover. All right, so many times you feel, oh, I'm laying hands, so I need to make them recover. There's the workings of miracles, all right, under the gifts of Spirit, talk for another day. But basic, I'm operating by faith. You find Ken Hagin also, maybe he has a word, you know, and he says, you over there on the wheelchair, come, the Lord would, you know, raise you up from the wheelchair, and then six other people come. And he will say the word was for this person, so the anointing was for this person. However, he says, and I like that he says that, he says, however, I will minister to the rest of you by faith. Someone says, so what happens? Very many times they also get up. And this, you know, puts a lot on you to say, listen, you and I can develop our faith. There's this mini book by Kenny Hagin, if you can get it, Laying On of Hands. This mini, very tiny book, all right? Laying On of Hands. And there Kenny Hagin talked about this precious dear woman, all right? He heard about her, how that anytime a particular doctor in the city couldn't deal with a case, he would send for her to pray for the person. And then he found out, okay, hey, tell me about it. Went into the city, met the woman and asked, did God give you a special healing ministry? Nope. Special anointing to heal? No. How come you did this? And herself and her husband did that before he went home to be with the Lord. She said, well, we saw in the Bible, we lay hands on the sick and they recover. And we decided to act on the word. And that was it. So how they knew that doctor, all right, and how the doctor got to respect her a lot and always sent for her, was when he was also a kid, was at the point of death, the doctors couldn't help. That was a woman his mom got across who came and prayed for him, and he got healed. So now he's a medical doctor, and he just understands, even when I run short of what to do, the power of God never runs short. Isn't that a very smart doctor? The power of God never runs short. But this is it. This woman exercised her faith. So very many times we want to act on the word, but our faith hasn't been exercised. So please exercise your faith. I could encourage you to get, you know, to Spreaker, all right, or Google Podcasts or Spotify. Just search for Lion Rex on us here. All right. Just scroll through, all right, the list of messages there. All right. There was one where we talked about how to receive from God. And I think there was another on faith. Just find them. They'll bless you. I know one of those episodes I taught on five important things to do with your faith. And one of it, you've got to feed and exercise of your, okay, well, those are two already. So in being full of the Holy Ghost, because I love something that happened to Stephen, and that's what we're trying to talk about a little bit in today's episode. Bible says he was full. Verse 8, all right, in King James, Stephen was full of faith and power. Stephen was full of faith and power. Stephen was full of faith. All right, we see verse 5, Stephen, they found Stephen full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. How was he full of faith? He must have been full of the word, because faith comes by hearing. Now, someone says, so I'm full of the word and he's full of the spirit. All right. When you are full of the Holy Ghost, you should be full of the word. And when you are full of the word, you are full of the Holy Ghost, because the word and the spirit, they agree. All right. The word and the spirit, they agree. When you are full, it brings forth. So I've dealt with the feeling part. I've reminded you about what we learned last Sunday. All right. And I've also talked about the character side of this dimension, but also how that, listen, there's a fullness because you're filled with the spirit. So there's what comes out of you, gifts. And there's what's cultivated through you, fruit. Because I'm filled with a person, it means I take upon myself his character. I take upon myself his nature. I'm filled with his very substance, and it flows forth from me. And right now, which wasn't planned for, but I believe that blessed you. All right, the place of faith and the anointing. The place of faith and the anointing. So I'm coming back again in line, because we're going to Colossians. All right. So Colossians in chapter 3. Paul is saying something important here. We've touched it already. Because Stephen was full of faith. Stephen was full of faith. Stephen was full of faith. Colossians chapter 3. Hope you still remember Ephesians 5:18. Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit. So what happens when you're filled with the Spirit? Speaking to yourselves in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs. All right. So look at Colossians chapter 3. And the 16th verse of Colossians chapter 3, it says, let the message about Christ in all its riches fill your lives. Let the message about Christ in all its riches fill your lives. King James puts it this way, let the word of Christ dwell richly in you in all wisdom. Let me switch to King James, all right? Oh, New King James. All right, so 16th verse of Colossians chapter 3. New King James, NKJV. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. Sounds very familiar, doesn't it? All right. So Ephesians 5:18 says, when you are filled with the word, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. I mean, when you are filled with the spirit, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. So Colossians 3, when you are filled with the word, psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. That means, guys, you and I, when we're full of the word, we're full of the Holy Ghost. Someone says, how? Jesus said, the words I speak unto you, they are what? Yeah, you said it. Spirit, and then they are life. So when I'm full of the word, have you had times that you were meditating on God's word and you were getting like intoxicated, full? You were thinking on God's word, you started speaking in tongues, all right? Or you were declaring God's word. I'm the righteousness of God. I have a blessed day. I'm blessed going out and coming in. Christ lives in me. The greater one. You just find yourself busting forth. Glory to God. Or from there, begin to prophesy. I go forward. Things are happening. No matter how dark it seems, I'm moving higher. I'm moving stronger. Oh, glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Why? Because you're full. Because you're full. Because you're full. So when I'm full of the word and I'm full of the Holy Ghost, I speak forth. All right? I speak forth. I speak forth. I speak forth. So we're going to end, you know, today just in the area of prophecy. Please, just in the area of prophecy. Because that's one basic thing every believer can do. So let's see. In Acts now, chapter 2 and the 4th verse of Acts chapter 2, Bible says, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost. Acts 2, 4. And they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. So when you're filled, you speak forth. You're filled, you speak forth. Now in Acts chapter 10, Peter is in the house of Cornelius, and the 44th verse, Acts 10, 44. All right, Bible in Acts 10, 44 says, while Peter yet spake these words, the Holy Ghost fell on all them which heard the word. And they, all right, of the circumcision, which believed, were astonished, as many as came with Peter, because that on the Gentiles was also poured out the gift of the Holy Ghost. All right, look at verse 46. For they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. So in Acts 2, we find them being filled with the Holy Ghost and they began to speak with tongues. Well, they didn't just speak with tongues in Acts 2. They spoke with tongues, but don't forget, they entered into tongues and the interpretation of tongues. How? People were already in Jerusalem who came for the Feast of Pentecost, and these people spoke tongues. But Bible lets us know, allow me, Acts 2, all right? Bible lets us know, okay, no, I stopped over in 4. Let's, all right, 2 now. So Bible says, watch this, in verse 6, right? And when this was noised abroad, the multitude came together and were confounded, because that every man heard them speak his own language. So I'm hearing them. So two things could have happened. Number one, all these disciples, or 120 of them, were speaking for languages of different nations. Number two, all they did was speak in tongues, and then God opened the ears of the crowd gathered, and they were hearing the tongue these people spoke. They were hearing it in their own languages, but that would mean that God now gave the interpretation of tongues to people who were not born again, if we want to follow, all right, that second line of thought. But let's stay with the first line of thought, because something is, you know, shown to us here. Please see it. All right, so they said, everybody, you know, hear them speaking in his own language. Watch this. Heard them speak, all right? So, and they were all amazed and marveled, saying to one another, behold, are these not all which speak Galileans? So they knew who was speaking. So it means they were not just speaking tongues. It means I could hear them speak my language. You're saying, oh, are these guys not all French? How come they're speaking what now? German. I know you're French. What happened to you? So are these not all Galatians? Galileans. How hear we everyone in our own tongue when we're born? So they are Galileans. We're hearing them speak our own languages. All right, so I'll stay rather with the first line of thought. Verse 9, Parthians and Medes and Elamites and the dwellers of in Mesopotamia and in Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus, Asia, Phrygia, Pamphylia, Egypt, and in the parts of Libya about Cyrene, strangers of Rome, Jews and proselytes, Cretes and Arabians. I mean, this is like all over the world. All right, we do hear, watch this. We do hear them speak in our tongues. We do hear them, brother, speak in our tongues the wonderful works of God. So they were talking about the goodness of God, they were saying it in the, that means they were, oh, glory, glory, glory. They were filled with the Holy Ghost, all right, spoke tongues, but then they didn't just speak tongues of private devotion, but then they were filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak tongues, as in languages of nations by the Holy Ghost. Oh, glory to God. This is amazing. This is amazing. And this caught these people's attention. Like I told you, gifts, all right, they catch attention. Gifts are attractive. I mean. They didn't just hear noise. They heard, oh my goodness, that's my language. Oh, but that's my language. Oh, this is my own language. Oh, that's my language. Oh my goodness. And we hear them speak of the wonderful works of God. Isn't it similar what they spoke here and then what they spoke in Acts 10 in the house of Cornelius, Acts 10, you know, and the 46th verse says, for they heard them speak with tongues and magnify God. So they were also talking about the wonderful works of God. All right. So in the 19th verse, we see in Acts 19, Paul, all right, meets some guys in Ephesus and they ask him if they have received the Holy Ghost since they believe. All right, so Bible said in the 6th verse of Acts 19, and when Paul had laid his hands upon them, the Holy Ghost came on them and they spake with tongues and prophesied. So we see in Acts 2, they spoke with tongues and then began to speak tongues of men by the Holy Ghost. All right. They spoke. Oh, hallelujah. They operated the gifts of the Spirit. The very first day they spoke in tongues. We see in Acts 10, they spoke in tongues and then they began to magnify God. They began. All right. So maybe how did then Peter know they magnified God? Maybe they said something, or maybe they just kept on lifting hands as they spoke in tongues, or someone could pick what they were saying there. Now we see in Acts 19, they spoke in tongues and they prophesied. Oh, hallelujah. 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 That means when we get filled with the Holy Ghost, even with the initial feeling, gifts of Spirit are imparted into us. Isn't this amazing? Isn't this amazing? You might not have known, maybe also because of the day you spoke in tongues, you didn't know the person around you, you just sounded like you spoke in tongues. Oh, praise God. Oh, she spoke in tongues right now. And then we thank God. Now that you know that the day you spoke in tongues, other gates were likely unlocked in you, why don't you talk a lot more in tongues? Oh, hallelujah. Why don't we just go ahead and talk in tongues right now? Thank you, Father, for the gift of the Holy Ghost. Yes, why? Because when we fulfill, we speak. So don't just limit what you have to, so I'm filled, so I speak in tongues, my private prayer language. No! When you're filled, you speak forth utterances and psalms, hymns, spiritual songs, not Bethel music or Hillsong or Elevation Worship or Sinash or Frank Edwards. No, great songs, great singers, but this is spiritual. It means it will flow first maybe in tongues and then in your own understanding. Oh, hallelujah, someone has a song right in you, talking talabase protogodoso nando lebo la pasika lo tagata nanda elelobo soto. Go ahead, just sing. It's a new song. Oh, mento burokodose frire ke du prado totiti alasa mano no protosu frini ke dositi anhate si abasa ha elo pa prarati se po protogodoso mino non predakaduso fate lise tusia halakadesi o satolo. Hallelujah. And as you give yourselves more and more to these things, as you give yourself more and more to these things, you would see that the mighty abilities of the Spirit within you would find more and more expression through you. More and more expression. It might seem to be here a little and there a little, but it will increase and it will increase and then it will increase, and you'll begin to see yourself flow in it better. And then you see yourself flow in it and you'd wonder, is this me? I didn't know this could ever be me, but it's you all the while. It's been in you. Give yourself more. Hate sa prodogodoso. Meno no bokura ba te kom pradagada semanta. E la posa pereke bu pradagadoso. Meno no prodogodosi sa pa sa telebota. Manto lokodo. And there will be an increase in your life, all right? In your life, there will be an increase of revelation. You will see things supernaturally. You will know things supernaturally. You will just begin to know things before they happen. You will know. And then you begin to have right answers to things, to situations, to circumstances. Karo bata. Belo lopo suta. Just keep singing. If that's elelo proto suto. Oh, hallelujah. Wow. Thank you, Lord. Each time they were filled. Wow. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Each time they were filled, they spoke. So it's in you already. Hallelujah. It's in you. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Follow la bolan talagadasa. Ke la bosata le balam prodogodo sabalagadasa. Mendalagaba prodogodo sibalando gorogodo si alabalalabaya.
Oh, manunam belege bom pradagada, sibalala bandege bom salabaye garata. Eh, aborando gorong degeren degeren degebu shalabandege bosa. Mandala ba shigaba,
there are still songs and prophecies. Halabotale gadasa. Ondalaga bom fredo godose montala gadasa.
Eh, mako rabasati abo satana namaneke doso. Eh, papa leto sofre nono goso.
Yes, it will flow in you. It will grow in you. It will flow in you. It will grow in you.
Yes, 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 yes. Here a little and there a little. And it will seem first, like the Bible said in Ezekiel, like it was just at the ankle level. And then it will seem again as you go deeper and further. Oh, that it gets to your knees. And it will seem as you go further, as you go further, as you go further, that it gets to your waist. It will seem again as you go further. It's now a mighty river. But you have to keep going. You've got to go further. You've got to go deeper. Ha, ha, ha. You've got to go further and deeper. Kone man treno potuta. Don't be afraid. No, no, don't be afraid. No, no. Swing into it. Go into it. It's the spirit of your father in you, also beckoning on you. Come to the deep side. Come to the deep side. Haleba prodogo tusa. Men prodogo otuso fredika dasa. Take a nante kadakata.
Yes, drink some more. Dive in, hinianta, o prodocotose, mon pretisa, porocotuso, pola hatia, on telecetoso, glory to Jesus,
glory to God, 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 we gotta round up, glory to God, thank you Lord, thank you Lord, thank you Lord, glory to God, thank you Lord, thank you Lord, halibasata, lift your hands where you are. Oh, Satoni man pradaka. Just drink. Let's sing. Ananom de da bo shi alabas. Oh, inanam brodogodo siva. You sing in the spirit. You sing in understanding. Oli, oli, la le bo shi ba la ka la ba. Enane moruga de ke bo shi ba la la ba. Oh, salolom brodogodo segeresa. Mandolo gosha. Hallelujah. We've got to end this, right? Yes, yes, yes. Praise God. Hallelujah. All right. Please, if you can, find me on Spreaker, on Google Podcast and Spotify. All right. I just concluded a series the last week, Monday through Friday, all right, on the Holy Ghost, God's gift to us. All right. It's a 5-day teaching, about 30 minutes. Please listen to it. All right. Listen, you know, just swing into this. Hallelujah. Keep drinking. Keep getting drunk. Keep flowing. All right. And I'll see you next Sunday. All right. Blessings.
Hi, my name is Larry Rex Onosia. Welcome to my YouTube channel. Here we will be having a solid time with God's word. We will learn who we are in Christ. Listen, there's so much God has put within us that makes the new creation, that's the born again person, the most treasured possession on this earth. Wow. Yes. And that's it really. So much to uncover. Bible says that God has put so much treasure in us. We have treasure in this earthen vessel. Imagine us week after week, episode after episode, digging in by revelation, by the help of the Holy Ghost, into all those amazing truths on who we are, what God is to us, what Christ has done for us. Imagine how much we would be, you know, edified and transformed. So please subscribe to this channel and then just turn on notifications so that once anything drops, you will be the first to know. It will be awesome being in this community with you. Looking forward to great times together. God bless you.